You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is looking to ensure the stability of its 15 villages for the next decade. County Executive Ryan McMahon says the renewed Enhanced Village Improvement Program aims to help them address public safety, neighborhood development, and other needs. The proposed program will begin with $5.25 million in 2020 and will increase to $6 million by 2029.
The new village infrastructure program was not tied to sales tax, but it was a side piece of legislation that was addressed. And this builds off of that. This provides more flexibility to the villages. It provides more funding to the villages so that they can continue to do what they do.
McMahon says villages are important because they serve as the hearts of the suburbs. Fayetteville Mayor Mark Olson says the state's 2% tax cap combined with no sales tax revenue means villages have to postpone infrastructure projects like paving roads. Then there are everyday expenses.
Villages are small cities. We have police departments, we have fire departments, we have DPWs, we have codes, we have courts, we have clerks, we have parks and rec, we have senior centers, we have libraries, we have cemeteries, we have everything that a city has. It's just a smaller magnitude. So we have the same pressures that the city of Syracuse is having, but the city of Syracuse has a stable sales tax base. This helps us get a stable formula that we can use and budget with.
Olson says his village's housing market is strong, just like it is for downtown Syracuse.
What we see the trend going towards is people wanting to move into the suburbs. So we're seeing a lot of people that are moving out of, say, other areas and other cities into the suburbs because they want that quality of life. They want the schools, they want the safety, they want the security. But we're also seeing that trend of people moving into the city. You know, we've had retirees, they're moving in. So I think it's a good blend right now.
The Village Improvement Program goes to the County Legislature's Ways and Means Committee this Friday. The full legislature could take a vote at its December 18th or January 2nd session. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.